So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithathe leli thuba lokubonga uJonga Kandemiri ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 5 Ngcwabakazi 2023 ngu-Praxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Abantu abangabazinkulungwane ezingabazinhlano bathe gwaqa, sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare, bekhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula inkonzo eyezayoja, umfundisi Ezekiel Guti.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence.
Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe eziseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Emikhankasweni yokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka limpela viki, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubesemtawatawa eMashonaland East. Kuthi ke umkhokheli OSCCC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa uzaba semtare kusasa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingafika ezinhlanu bathe gwaqa, sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare, emkhosini wokukhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula ibandla lokholo lwesiKristu elezayoja, umfundisi Ezekiel Guti. Uguti ubhubhe ngenyanga edluleyo kaNtulikazi, waphiwa umhulumende inhlonipho eqhawe lesizwe. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Bekuculwa ingoma abantu bekhumbula ngenjabulo yempilo eyaphilwa nguMoyi, umfundisi Guti. Iningi labo kungamakholwa akhonza ebandleni lakhe elezayoja, abavele emagumbini amane elizwe lasebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Ekhuluma kulumbuthano, uMongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uGuti njengomuntu owayengasebenzela inkonzo yakhe kuphela, kodwa esebenzela ukuvuselelwa komnotho welizwe okumele kube yisibonelo sokuthi abanye abafundisi balandele.
The church must preach production.
Ukuze siphumelele njengabantu, kumele abantu baphakamiswe besuka ebuyangeni besiya ebusutheni. Inkonzo kumele sitshumayele ukuvuselela umnotho kusukela ezindlini zethu.
Uthe imisebenzi yakhe efana lokuvula awenza isibhedlela seMbuya Dorcas eHarare, iCollege yeZimbabwe Zeke Guti University Zeku, lokunye kuyisibonelo esihle kakhulu. Uthe njalo kuyathokozisa ukuba uGuti waba ngomunye wabensundu bakuqala eZimbabwe ukusungula inkonzo esitholakala emazweni adlula ikhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Okhulume emele ibandla lezayoja njalo osethethe isikhundla sikaGuti, uMnumzana Joseph Guti, uthembise ukuthi bazaqhubeka ngomsebenzi awusungulayo njengenhlonipho kumbali yakhe.
Wayehlala esitshela ukuba inkonzo le ngikamlimo, umlimo uye umnikazi walinkonzo.
Omunye wokade esembuthanweni lowo unkosikazi Noreen Chuma okhonza koBulawayo esithi wafunda okuningi ngemfundiso kaGuti.
Ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Linus Mkandla, yena othi wafunda ukusebenzisa izandla zakhe hatshi ukuthembela ebantwini.
Usiye emsebenzini kodwa kumele ube lokunye lakho okwenzayo ukuthi kukunikeza imali ukwenzela ukuthi izinto kubalanse. Njengoba lekhathesi libona ukuthi ilizwe limanga kuhle, wasebenzisa ukuthengisa atsho ngamathalenta.
UGuti ubhubhe mhlaka 5 Ntulikazi eseleminyaka elikhulu yokuzalwa. Uphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe nguhulumende abemuli besithi uzabekwa loba nini kusukela kusasa endaweni engakaziswa. Inkonzo ezayotsha yabeka amalanga angamachumi amathathu awokukhumbula imisebenzi yomkhokheli wayo. Ukuzaba lomthandazo wobusuku banamhlanje abantu bemkhumbula enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium. Abanye abakade bekulumbuthano bagoqela umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, umlawuli wedayile ephalamende umnumzana Jacob Mudenda, abamabandla okukhulu atshiyeneyo abagoqela besipostoli, umkhokheli webandla le-Family of God Folk umfundisi Andrew Taunashe, abamabandla aphikisayo abavangeli abafundisi labakhonza ebandleni leli lozulu jikelele. Ngimele iNtuthuko 7 iseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ikubekela phambili ngalimpela sonto imikankaso yokudinga usekelo lokuvotelwa sokungasensuza tjwala ukubana lwenziwe ukhetho lwalonyaka eZimbabwe. Namhlanje umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ubelubhekise eMtawatawa eMashonaland East emhlanganweni omkhulu werally weZANU-PF ukukhankasela usekelo lokuvotelwa kukhetho. Emhlanganweni lo, Mnangagwa uncome abasekeli bebandla lakhe eMashonaland East esithi ubuningi babo buveza sobala ukubana basebenza katalala, njalo ulethemba lokuba bazonqoba kukhetho nxa kukhangelwa inani labantu abakade bekhona. Kuthi ke ngalo kwelinye icele umkhokeli webandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, umnumzana Nelson Jamisa, yena ukhangelele ukuba lo mhlangano omkhulu werally njalo eMutare ukukhankasela ukudinga usekelo kukhetho. Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe eziseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Lokhu kuphume kungxoxo eyenziwe yi-VOA lomsekeli kaNobhola obona ngezobudlelwane beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, uNkosikazi Molipi. Yena-ke oqale ngokuphatha udaba lodlakela osoluthethe imphefumulo yabantu ababili ekulwisaneni kwabasekeli beZANU-PF labamabandla aphikisayo esithi bona njengelizwe kabasekeli ngitsho lakancane udlakela oluqondiswe ebantwini kungakhathalekile ukubana ngabebandla liphi lezombusazwe loba kwenzakala kuliphi ilizwe lomhlaba.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning, healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence. I know we've seen examples earlier this year of political parties and citizens exercising their democratic rights, being detained, beaten up by police forces. The example you've just described of vigilante forces by the political party, all of that is disturbing and should be unacceptable for a government and a society committed to a true, free and fair election.
Ichasisa ngeminye yemithetho ebakhathazayo njengohulumende incindezela uzulu efana lowe-Patriotic Act.
Unfortunately, we have seen a fact pattern over recent months that suggests that a free and fair election is in doubt. And I can give you some examples of why we are concerned about that possibility. As you know, last month, new legislation called the Patriotic Act was adopted. And in fact, that legislation imposes restrictions on basic political freedoms agreed in Zimbabwe's constitution, in African Union protocols, and in UN protocols. And those include freedom of assembly that allows citizens and political parties to meet and prepare to engage in an election process. And it also includes restrictions on speech and expression, both by citizens, political parties, and journalists. So those are the types of actions that concern us. We've also seen opposition political parties and citizens actively harassed and prevented from exercising their political freedoms that should be guaranteed by those regimes that I've described, the regimes under the Zimbabwean Constitution and as expressed by the African Union and the United Nations.
Loke bekungumsekelo umphathintambo obona ngezobudlelwane bemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba u-Assistant Secretary of State Molly P. kungxoxo ayenze le Voice of America.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlelwa mshweshwe,
lamlela nampala fobe.
Lubikwa luphumelela kwamagama uhlelo lwenhlanganiso esebenzisana labesifazane kwezentuthuko ePathways Women's Empowerment Girl Child Support Network lokuphathisa amantombazana asethombile ngemvunulo yokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini esabelweni seMathebeleland North. Unothaba Dlamini usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abenhlanganiso le bathi bananzelela ukuthi inengi lamantombazana labesifazana lisebenzisa izichibi, amaphepha kanye lobulongwe ngesikhathi belandela, okuyikho okubangela imikhuhlane egoqela imvukuzane yesibeletho kumbe ukuswela inzalo. Umholi walinhlanganiso umnumzana Trimondolo uthi kungalesi sizathu basungula inhlanganiso le ngomnyaka ka-2018, omama bathola imfundiso ngokuzithungela imvunulo zamalembu abazi nikeza phose nyanga zonke amantombazana asethombile emangweni egoqela ibhinga ewange lezinye.
Sikhangelele ukuthi abantwana bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana lokuthi izigqoko ezindala nama-textbook namabhuku lana ababebhalele yiwo ngama-inki esemadala bengakusebenzisi lobulongo benkomo abanye basebenzisa ivele lamahlambu nje.
Unkosikazi Sehliselo Dube esinye sesakhamuzi esithunga kungelambadalo kulinhlanganiso uthi limvunulo abayithunga ngobuciko obukhulu iyawatsheka njalo isebenza phose iminyaka emithathu.
And into lezi ngokuya kwesikhathi zifuna zibalimaza ingaphakathi yabo indaba ze-cancer, ama-cervical cancer, okunye futhi kuyakhozela ukuthi umntwana nxa sekhulile aswele futhi inzalo ngezinto lezi abazisebenzisayo.
Unkosikazi Sungani Moyo yena uthi uphatheke kulolu hlelo ngemva kokunanzelela ukuqansa kwenani lamantombazana abendiswa besesebancane labaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba ngemva kokuchiya isikolo ngenxa yesimo senswelo ezimulini.
Abanye basuka bathengise imizimba yabo ngenxa yokuthi abadala bangakwanisi ukuthi khona babathengele ngoba abadala abaziningi abasebenzi angele kakhulu emaphandleni.
Unkosikazi Dube uqhubeke ethi enye inhloso yabo yikulwisana lemikhuba yokubandlululwa kwabesifazana ngesikhathi belandela phansi kwendikimba ethi Ambassador for Women's Health.
Sifuna ukuthi siende intuthwa yi-stigma like nemvelo yethu njengabantu abamnyama ukuthi sithi ama-period alomnyama, so kuyayenza ukuthi kuyadimolariza umntwana oyinkazana.
Undolo uthi kundikimba le bakhuthazwa njalo labesilisa ukuba bahlukane lokudlwengula laba.
Sithi bobaba lani majaha, xolanini xolanini abantwana bakhule.
Ngemva kokuthungelwa imvunulo le, amantombazana aphiwa isikhwama, amabhulugwe, isepa kanye lokunye okokuwaphathisa nxa besesikhathini. Omunye wabafundi bewange osehlelweni lolu unkosikazi Sicelo Dube uthi inengi labo selisizakele.
Ngoba abanye bethu bebengasenelisi ukuthi baqede isikolo, abanye bethu besesidabula amabhuku sisebenzisa ukuthi sizivikele, abanye bethu besebenzisa izigqoko ezinjengamajini zisisukula.
Udubo lokusweleka kwemvunulo yabesifazana nxa besesikhathini kweleZimbabwe luhlala kuyindaba egudwini lapho abamela amalungelo abesifazana bekhala ngokuqonga kwentengo yokuthenga okwenza abanye besebenzise okungahlanzekanga okufana lamalembu, amahlamvu kanye lobulongwe. Ngobumqoka kwayo, owake waba lilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Priscilla Nyisiyairabwe Moshonga waze wayayithela kuleli dale esithi kumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo okuhlonipha amalungelo empila kahle yabesifazana ngokubona ukuthi abesifazana bazithola kungelambadalo ekhala ngentengo ephezulu kakhulu engafinyelelwa ngabanengi abasemaphandleni kanye lemulini eziswelayo. Loba nje lokhu kwehlula ngomnyaka ka-2018 uhulumende waphawula umthetho othi imvunulo ayisabhadalelwa umthelo owejuthi nxa ithengwa kwamanye amazwe. Abe-UNICEF kuphenyo lwabo babika ukuba iningi labesifazana ukugoqela nabakhubazekileyo eZimbabwe liyaswela okweneleyo nxa besesikhathini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini.
Okwamanje wathi singene kuhlelo lwethu lwabesifazane silosandekile emhlanga.
Siyalamukela kweziphathelane labesifazana lelami uzithandekile Mhlanga. Lamhla sixoxa labesifazana abasakhulayo abakade bekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship olweyali khonapha eMelika olusanda ukugqitshwa. Owakuqala obekulolu hlelo esixoxa laye
unkosazana Abigail Gombo
ongumanjinela njalo engumqoqi wenhlelo iproject management. Uthi sewasebenza eBulawayo leMathebeleland South njalo okwamanje useMutare. U-Abigail Gombo ukhethwe ukuba aphatheke kuyali njengomabhalane wogatsha lweMathebeleland lelunga elingowesifazana kukomiti yabomanjinela.
One of the things engizinanzeleleni kuprogram lay and one of the partnerships engizenzileyo ukuthi sifuna ukuvala igap between our academia esikufunda esikolo and the industry ukwenzela ukuthi esikufunda esikolo kube yikho okuhambelana lokwenzakala ngalezi nsuku emhlabeni esiphila kuyo. So as we continue to partner with tertiary institutions and high school institutions, we'll try and make sure that we have STEM awareness campaigns, which is one of the things that I do, STEM awareness campaigns, which is science, technology, engineering and maths, and we'll try and highlight what current needs are in the industry so that the academia can match up.
Kahle kahle kuyini okwenziwa iproject manager njalo iwapha ama project lawo waqoqa.
So u project manager umsebenzi wakhe you make sure ukuthi ama project iloba yipi project iyayenzakala ngesikhathi nge budget ethiweyo and ngehlonzi eliphakemeyo. What we call the trifecta, which is time, quality and cost. So what we do is one of the projects that we're doing is say servicing of stands. We have to make sure that abantu mabebuya ukuzohlala endaweni bathola kulamanzi aranayo, bathola kulama sanitation services aranayo, just for the general health and safety of the community. And I always say this, that statistics shows that 70% of the population in Africa is youth, and amandla asezandleni zethu njengabantu abatsha. So asisukumeni, asibamba nenini, let's collaborate and build a better community.
Siphinde saxoxa lo nkosazana Phindile Gosha oyingcwethi kwezokusungulwa kwamabhizimusi yena okunhlanganiso ye-Startup Greenhouse Academy
ekoBulawayo lasebulenjini.
Unkosazana Gosha ubesekolishini le-Purdue e-Indianapolis khonapha eMelika ngohlelo lweyali. Uthi injongo yakhe ngeyokukhuthaza abesifazana labasakhulayo ukuthi belolonge ulwazi lwabo kwezamabhizimusi.
Into engayinanzelelayo ikuthi ikakhulukazi abantu abangomama leqembu labantu abasemakhaya kula ama-challenges amaningi abahlangabezana nawo, ukuthi ama-opportunities amaningi ayabedlula ngokuswela ulwazi. Into efana lesikolo, umuntu uyabengela isikolo kodwa ele-idea kumbe umbono owokuthi uyakwanisa ukuncedisa abanye abantu. So thina sifuna ukuthi kuhlanganiswe abantu befunde ikakhulukazi i-networking. Ukuba khona kwami lapha ngifunde ukuthi i-networking is a powerful tool. Wonke umuntu engaba le access to networking, siyakwanisa ukuthi sikhule njengabantu bamabhizinisi. The opportunities are there ukuthi thina siwa access. Into enkulu njengokusho kwami ukuthi i networking, ngoba sometimes ungayazani labantu kuyenza ukuthi udlulwe izinto. So in networking iyanikeza that platform yokuthi uwazane labantu. Mina njengamabantu ababefuna ukungena kulolu hlelo ngolwazi esengilalo, ngiya recommend uhlelo lolu. Bengasilandela ku Facebook yethu Startup Greeners Academy, sabe siposta ukuthi abantu abafuna ukungena kulelo hlelo bengancedakala kanjani lokubanikeza ama ideas. So kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kuyakhulukazi abantu abangomama sincedisane sibambane thina sibe khona kuma leadership spaces ngoba ama opportunities akhona.
Omunye esixoxelayo ngonkosazana Chennai Muswera kuyenda oligqwetha yena obesemhlanganweni ngolwesine wabeZimbabwe abakade bekuhlelo lweyali lolu abanxuswe ngummeli wesigodlo seZimbabwe eWashington umnumzana Thaddeus Tafirenyika ukubakhuthaza ngemisebenzi abayenzayo. Uhlelo lweyali ngolokulolonga ulwazi namakhono alabo abasakhulayo abakumazwe ehlukeneyo kuzwekazi leAfrika ukwenzela ukuthi babe zingcwethi emsebenzini abayiqhubayo. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC ngisithi asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo uhlelo lolu oluphathelane labesifazane. Umamhlanga udedela kuChris Gande, yena ke wasethulela uhlelo iphuma lendaba.
Lingalitshona njani izilukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana Cassius Jesus Simana Mpofu, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana.
Nyabonga, nyabonga bapha, nyabonga. Mbunyelela labasibekeli labalandeli beStudio 7.
Njengoba ukhetho solusondele, ubona abaningi abakhona ngapho South Africa besiyavota yini ekhaya?
Bazaba khona kodwa angeke babe baningi kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi abalapha eSouth Africa abarejistanga. Ngihlangana labo sikhuluma nje ngendaba zasekhaya abarejistanga. Kodwa abarejistileyo labo ngicabanga ukuthi bazohamba bonke bayivota, kodwa ayizuba inamba nje enkulu kakhulu. So noba nje siSouth Africa ilabantu abaningi baseZimbabwe, kodwa ke lesani half yalabo bantu abala maybe 1/3 yakhona or less yiba abazenelisa ukuthi bahambe bayivota. Plus okunye kusaka ukuthi bathola nalawo mathuba okuyavota emsebenzini yabo, abelungu babo babavumelani na ukuthi bahambe bayivota kulaba abasebenzayo. Yebo nje kuzima ukho, kodwa bona iningi yangkhona abalapha hhayi kabazukuyavota ekhaya.
Nxa ukhangele iningi labakhona ngapho abeZimbabwe abahlala khona ngapho ngabakhanya besekela liphi ibandla ngokubona kwakho?
Abantu abazange babhalise. Izizathu zokuthi abantu bangabhalisi ukuthi kwakuthiwa kufana abantu bayibhalisela lapho abazavotela khona. Aluba kuthiwa kufuna ukubhalisa bekuvulekile, kwathi ukuthi umuntu ngaphandle kwelizwe uyabhalisa. Ngabe abantu abaningi babhalisa futhi bebezozama ngazo zonke indlela zokuthi bahambe. Manje kwasuka kwaba lobunzima bokuthi kumele umuntu ayibhalisa esigabeni lapho azavotela khona. So lokho kubangela ukuthi abantu abaningi bangabhalisi. Lezi khadi zabo khona beziqondana ukuthi basemsebenzini into ezinjalo, kodwa ayiqiniso khona abantu abaningi azange bathole ikhadi isikhathi sokuyabhalisa.
Baningi yini obezwayo besithi bayabhalisa ukuthi bayevota?
Ye, abantu ababhalisayo nalabo abazavota bathembe balethemba abanalo ukuthi utshintsho lungaba khona. So kodwa ke kuzaba ukuthi abantu basekhaya bona bavote njalo ngoba siyabona ama rallies za NPF amaningi alabantu abaningi aba attendayo, noma sizazi ukuthi lawo ma rally a attendwa abantu besigaba leso ayebenzelwe khona ngabantu abanye ababe suka kwezinye izigaba. Kunje ngoba le rally engenziwa maybe eCholocho uthole ukuthi lo muntu eMount Darwin khona, kulo muntu eMasvingo khona, phana kulo muntu osuka eMtare khona phana. So into yenziwa iZANU-PF, kodwa ke hayi ischance yokuthi iZANU-PF idliwe ma abantu basekhaya, ikakhulu abantu basemakhaya eZimbabwe ma bengavota ngendlela efunwa ngabantu abaphandle kungaba lontshintsho.
Ngokubona kwakho bayathemba yini abantu ukuthi bengahamba bayovota kuzaba lo mehluko?
Imajority yabantu abasekhaya ngabantu abafisa ukuthi kube lo tshintsho kuhulumende okhona, yiso isifiso abanaso. Loba nje abanye bangikhona bengathi abanathemba kakhulu le bandla abangalikhetha kwamanje, kwaqiniswe khona ukuthi leli elibusayo hayi abasalifuni. So ngezinye indlela basondele sinelana kancane lebandla leCCC kodwa ke kube ukuthi hayi mali ngabasiza ukuthi ukhupha kuphizana PF wabona ukuthi kuzobalula kodwa ke ayisilo iprefect bandla labo asingathi lipsilwa bathembele kulo bakhona of course banengi lakhona abalithemba waleli bandla kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abaningi kakhulu nje into ebahluphayo kathi sinjalo ababhekana nayo ukuthi ibandla leZANU PF liyaphuma ngoba bayazi ukuthi maye ibandla leZANU PF lingaphuma embusweni leCCC mali ngabe lingenile kuzoba sekulula ukukhupha lesikuzima ukukhuphizana PF yumsebenzi omkhulu okukhona obhekene labantu bakhe so ma abantu bengenelisa ukuthi bakhuphe iZANU PF kusho ukuthi kuyabe sekuqala kwedemocracy ukuqala kokuthi nje kwahulumende uhulumende bonke ababuya kuzayo sokulula ukubakhupha ngoba uhulumende weZANU PF lempande zokuthi wena walwimpi lempande zama overthrows lempande zama emasotsha so kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abaningi bona into abayifisa ukuthi iZANU PF iphume ukuthi iphume njani abalandaba nakho bafuna nje iphume kuphela embusweni
okokugcina ungavalelisa abalaleli
ungavalelisa le kahle ngiyabonga kakhulu sibonga lokusekela kwenele kwenzayo umsakazo wabantu umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiyabonga
lo ke bekungumnumzana Jesus Manampofu isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ebesixoxa laye kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba igama lami nguChris Gande asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sinye.
Lilalele kumsakazo weStudio 7 ye Voice of America. Kwezemidlalo abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abapha imbono etshiyeneyo phezu kwemidlalo yabesifazane iyokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele equtshelwa kwele Australia laseNew Zealand kulezi nsuku. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba.
Izinikazi lase-Afrika lisele limelwe ngamaqembu abalisayo leSouth Africa, iNigeria kanye leMorocco kulumncintiswano kodwa u-Obe Indlovu uthi yena ukholelwa ukuba iqembu leNetherlands yilo elizaphakamisa isicoco.
Ngibona ngathi amadasi engawina sezini. Ngoye-Afrika but hayi, amadasi hayi, ahluhla.
UPrisimpofu yena uthi usaxamalazile ngoba kulamaqembu amabili acabangela ukuba yiwo angaphakamisa inkezo.
Waqala ngayele England yacina udliwa last year ngo-2021. Then any team has two is Sweden.
Uitai Pablo Matandi uthi yena ukhangelele iqembu elimela ilizwe leSouth Africa elebanyana banyana ukuba limangalise umhlaba wonke ngokuphakamisa inkezo.
Nambonyani South Africa iyathatha but kumele iqale ilungisise ngoba emuva laphiyana ama-height mafitshane ngamabhorese emoyeni special ama-cross amakona. Amalokhipha lwanani imthembu.
Kumidlalo edlalwe namhla iqembu leSpain libhaxabule leSwitzerland nge-5-1 kuthi eleJapan litshaye leNorway nge-3-1. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leSpain leJapan aselidlulele kusigaba se-quarter final. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leNetherlands lizadlala leSouth Africa kuthi iqembu leSweden lizadlala leUnited States of America. Sikhangele ukuba imidlalo yesigaba seCasilaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla emini iphele njani. Iqembu leGreen Fuel linqobele yada nge-2-0 seKipo. Iqembu leFC Platinum linqotshwe nge-2-1 ngeleSimbabwe ngasemandaba. Iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars linqobele Bulawayo Chiefs nge-1-0 ngaseBaobab. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqotshwe nge-2-1 iCranbourne Bullets ngaseBata. Iqembu leChicken linqotshwe nge-1-0 iSheshamu ngaseLuveve kuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba leHighlanders abe nochikilobhanqa 0-0 ngaseNyamunga. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana leCape United ngaseKipo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leTriangle ngaseMandaba kuthi iqembu leDynamos lizancikilana leLewange ngaseBarber Fields. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomculi umdumo wamapiano uSketa Moyo. Yena uzibiza njalo ngokuthi umfana wasemzini. Asemzweni ixoxa lo ntungameli inkomo weStudio 7.
Ukudabuka ngidabuka endaweni yaseSilobela emsila wobe isigodi kwezomculo ibange sengihambile infact ngathi ngiqale 2017 ukungena kule ndima kodwa ukuyangena estudio ngiqale 2020 ngesikhathi secorona enrekode khona i-single track yerumba nomnye umfo wethu wasekhezi u-AB Mabok wathi lapho ngasuka erumbeni ngabe sengiyangena emapiyaneni ngarekoda ipiano i-single track nabanye abafowethu abayi-2 ngasuka lapho ngazoyenza i-albhamu yamapiano enengoma
eziwu-8
abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Okusempeleni nje okwamanje ingoma zama zatholakala kuma online zatholakala kimi. Abangafisa ukuxhumana nami inombolo yocingo yokuqala ijona
+27 86 55 86 70 86 40 86 70 83
Oliver Lelisayo, Mufraxedes Jeremiah.